future is now.
And welcome to the SBK Crypto Podcast.
15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name is Charles Story. I will be your host for the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from the City of London. So let's get down to business. Today is Wednesday, the 7th of February, 2018. Bitcoin is currently trading at $8,090, up 14% in the last 24 hours. We started in the last 24 hours, I mean, we saw a low point of $6,849, going to a high of $8,509. And the current value, as I said, was $8,090. Bitcoin's dominance in the market is 35.7% of the market cap, which is currently $381 billion. Ethereum's currently trading at $807. That's up 12% in the last 24 hours. We saw a low of $688, going up to a high in the last 24 hours of $846. The current value, as I said before, is $807 for Ethereum. Ripple, for any Ripple holders out there, is 77 cents. That's up 9% in the last 24 hours. That saw a low point of 68 cents, going to a high of 80 cents, going back down to the current level of 77 cents. NEO is currently trading at $107. That's up 20% in the last 24 hours. It saw a low of $84.91, going to a high of $117, going back to the current level of $107 per NEO. Quantstamp is at 29 cents. That's up 39% thus far today. It saw a low of 20 cents in the last 24 hours and a high point of 33, going back to the current level of 29 cents. I hope everyone got their discounted cryptos when they could. Let me know your thoughts on where you think the market is going to go. There's a lot of people that think that, you know, it's still going to go drop down. The market sell-off is going to continue. And there's a lot of people that think that it's over and we're going to go back to the top. So I'd be interested to hear your thoughts on that. On today's show, we're going to have a slightly different format. We have the co-founder of Zilliqa, Amit Kumar, on the show with us today. Now, for anyone who doesn't know, Zilliqa is the world's first high-throughput public blockchain platform designed to scale thousands of transactions per second. Zilliqa brings the theory of sharding to practice with its novel protocol that increases transaction rates as its network expands. The platform is tailored towards enabling secure, data-driven, decentralized apps designed to meet the scaling requirements of machine learning and financial algorithms. They had an extremely successful ICO, and I'm proud to announce we've got Amit on the show today. So let's get into the interview. So on today's show, we've got Amrit Kumar, the co-founder of Zilliqa. Amrit, how's it going?
It's going pretty well. It has been a very long journey until now since we started Zilliqa, since we conceived Zilliqa, and until, you know, even now when we kind of finished our contribution round. So it has been a long journey, but it has been a very successful one.
I love that. And Amrit, if you'd be so kind, could you please give the listeners out there a bit of background to yourself and what originally drew you into the crypto space?
Sure. So I have a background in security and privacy. So I did a PhD in computer security in France at the National Center for Informatics. And since then, you know, I was very interested in how blockchain work. And then I came over to Singapore, where I had an opportunity to work with Professor Prateek Saxena, who is a researcher here at National University of Singapore. And this is where I got introduced to blockchain and, you know, the space. And I started with you know, learning about how privacy is kind of an issue in blockchain space and how different blockchains are actually trying to solve that problem. And then eventually I understood that one of the biggest problems that blockchain and related technologies are trying to solve is scalability. And this is where I jumped into Zilliqa and you know, we are here now.
I love it. And how did you originally come up with the name Zilliqa? Now, I heard through the grapevine it was something along the lines of the silicon of high-powered new blockchains, but maybe I'm completely wrong there.
So, yeah, it was, it's a, you know, we spent at least, you know, 3 or 4 days on finding the right name for the blockchain that we wanted to build up. So it wasn't a very easy find. But we realized that, you know, I mean, the point that you mentioned is perfectly the correct one, which is we felt that silica or silicon is something that, you know, that's used in chips and that's used in computers. And they have revolutionized the entire ecosystem. And we felt that silica is something that can do the same. And so we derived silica from silica. And the funny part is that somebody recently posted a photograph, an image on Twitter, and it said that, you know, with silica you can have a Silicon Valley in Singapore. So now it kind of fits together.
I hear you. What issues, for anyone that doesn't know, does silica solve?
Yeah, so silica is solving one major problem. I would say arguably the biggest problem that all blockchain protocols or all blockchain projects are actually facing, which is scalability. Which means that what happens, I mean, if you look at current protocols, current blockchain projects like Bitcoin and Ethereum, you know, the number of transactions that they can process is less than or around 10 transactions per second. Which means that the moment you have more than 10 transactions, you know, coming up every second, those protocols won't be able to handle that. Now, you know, it's not just about the payments, right? You know, as in Bitcoin, but it's also about smart contract applications that Ethereum kind of brought up. Now, the problem is that with smart contracts, it becomes even more complicated, and smart contracts can actually give you more transactions. And none of the projects that actually exist can actually solve and hit a higher throughput. And this is where Silica comes in and tries to solve that problem.
Perfect. So how many transactions per second does Silica run at present?
So we have an internal testnet that's running, and we frequently test it for its throughput. So the last public result that we announced was around 2,500 transactions per second with a network size of around 3,600 nodes, which is something that, which is, you could say that it's like 100 times more than what Ethereum can actually handle right now.
Perfect. And I watch a lot of your presentations, and you spoke about, you know, it's very important to have more than one blockchain. Would you be so kind to elaborate why it is important to have more than one blockchain for the listeners out there?
Sure. So blockchains, I mean, I said that scalability is one of the biggest problems that blockchain technologies they face. But there are other problems, right? Such as privacy. So when you handle, so blockchain is a kind of a public ledger. So everybody can actually see what's happening and who is transacted with whom. Now the question is, how do you ensure the privacy of each user? And there's this blockchain called Monero. There are blockchains like Zcash which try to solve that problem, the privacy problem. Now there are other blockchains, you know, such as Wonchain or other Polkadot, which are trying to solve this interoperability problem, right? So if you have one blockchain, how does one blockchain talk to other blockchains? And you need another technology behind that. So I think imagining one blockchain that's going to have every single feature, it's a bit unrealistic. So I think we have to accept the fact that you will have an ecosystem where you will have multiple blockchains, and each blockchain will have its own strengths and weaknesses, and we have to live with that. So I think it's a pretty interesting ecosystem that we are actually looking into.
Okay, perfect. And when did Silica start? I've heard the original idea dates back to 2015. Is that true?
Yeah, so Silica's story started from a research lab, of course, under Pratik Saxena. So Pratik and some of his students, they published a paper called Elastico, which was essentially the first paper that introduced the idea of sharding into blockchain. And so this is the root of Silica. And then Silica there's a company called Antron, which was again, you know, had a close collaborations with Pratik. And they kind of implemented the sharding idea in a permission setting. And then they realized that if you really want to exploit or leverage the idea of sharding, you need to make it public so that more people can join, you can have more nodes, and then the throughput can actually go even further. And this is where the idea of Silica came in. So we decided that we should make a public blockchain, we should build a public blockchain out of the sharding idea. And then Silica was born.
Perfect. Would you be so kind to talk about some more in-depth offerings that Silica blockchain has to offer? So, you know, sharding to be one of them.
Sure. So the core idea that Silica, you know, employs to solve the scalability problem is the idea of sharding. you know, in very simple terms, sharding is a very simple idea, which tells you that if you have a lot of nodes, what you can do is you can divide those nodes into small groups. So let's say if you have, you know, 1,000 nodes, you could divide them into 10 groups, each with 100 nodes, in a way that each of those groups can individually process transactions. Now, if each, you know, if each group can process, let's say, 10 transactions per second, then together, all those 10 groups could process 100 transactions per second. And eventually, the meat of this idea is that the more shards you have, the more throughput you will get. And this is something which is not available in any blockchains that actually exist right now. And this is the clever idea that we actually employ in Zilliqa.
Okay. And could you tell us about your upcoming release in March, the public testnet, and how's that going so far?
Yeah, so this is one of the, you know, so we have released our source code. So people can actually look at our source code and see how well we are doing, can help us, you know, find bugs and help us improve our source code. Now, the second milestone that is very critical for us is the first public testnet. It is going pretty well right now. We will very soon, in the coming few weeks or months, we will be releasing the public testnet where any normal user can actually join the network and run a node and can test whether different features that Zilliqa provides, for instance, scalability.
Of course.
They can contribute to transactions and they can see how high the throughput will be.
Of course, of course. Now, Q3 of this year, you'll be able to build dApps on the Zilliqa blockchain. Now, what do you think this will do for the dApp market overall?
Sure. So if you look at, the most popular blockchain that is actually giving you that has actually built a dApp ecosystem or dApp market around it, which is Ethereum. While Ethereum has certainly revolutionized the way we think about blockchains, the inherent problem that Ethereum has is the scalability. So, you know, we all of us talk about this CryptoKitties example, right? The simple gaming application kind of crippled Ethereum blockchain. Now, this is what Zilliqa can change. So if Zilliqa, once we have our mainnet where we will have our smart contract language, you could actually build those applications and then you can actually show that none of those applications that are actually creating problems right now with other blockchains, they will actually run seamlessly on blockchain like Zilliqa. So this is where things will change, I hope. So people will be free to build better applications that are actually going to run and actually going to be used by many people without having any issues of regarding scalability.
Perfect. So that obviously have a huge impact for the market. Now, with the huge uptake we are seeing in the blockchain space, what is it like for Zilliqa to be based in Singapore, and what is the kind of community response been from there?
Of course, we are based in Singapore, and if you look at many other projects, you know, I can give you a list of examples. Many of these projects have roots in Singapore. Even Ethereum, to some extent, has a base in Singapore. You know, they organize a lot of community events, and if you look at the community in general, it's very receptive and they're very active, and the overall scenario, both, you know, by the government and by the local community, is something which is, I think, it's very, you know, welcoming to startups willing to explore new technologies, willing to adapt new technologies, which is something not that available in other countries or other cities. So I think it's really becoming a Silicon Valley, if I may put.
Perfect. And Amrit, while we have you on the show, is there anything you would like to share exclusively with the SVK crypto listeners out there?
Sure. We have our community channels, Slack, Telegram, and Gitter. We will soon be releasing our public testnet. So we would like to have your feedback on how the network is working. You know, if you have bugs, help us find those bugs. Meanwhile, you know, until we release our public testnet, you please feel free to read our white paper and documents that we have on our web pages. And feel free to ask any questions that you have. All of our team members, many of the core team members, are actually on Slack almost every time. So we are all waiting for you.
You're always there to answer the questions, huh?
Yeah.
And what's the best way? So we have Slack, Telegram, and the website, I believe, is www.zilliqa.com. Is that right?
Yes, that's it, yeah.
Perfect. Well, listen, Amrit, thank you so much for your time today. I know you're a super busy, a busy man in a busy space. So we really appreciate your time, and we look forward to having you back on the show very soon.
Thank you, Charles. It was nice being here. Thank you.
Thank you.
A big thank you once again to Amrit for making it on today's show. We really appreciate your time. I know you're a busy guy. I also want to remind everyone that our Telegram is up and running, and the username to get into the Telegram is SVKCrowd, one word. If you type that into Telegram, you'll find our group. Please join it. Remember, as always, to like, subscribe to all of our content. We're on Twitter at SVK_crypto, and please remember to email myself if you have any questions or queries. My email is cstory, C-S-T-O-R-R-Y, at svkcrypto.com. Have a great day, and we look forward to coming back tomorrow.
You've been listening to an SVK Crypto Podcast original. Follow us on Twitter at SVK_crypto. Email us on cstory@svkcrypto.com. Leave us a message on our website, www.svkcrypto.com.